"Now, dearies," he said, "why don't you tell your Uncle John the rest?"
5. This time, Roland did most of the talking, and although he had less to say than Eddie, it still took him half an hour, for he spoke with great caution, every now and then turning to Eddie for help with a word or phrase. Eddie had already seen the killer and the diplomat who lived inside Roland of Gilead, but this was his first clear look at the envoy, a messenger who meant to get every word right. Outside, the storm still refused to break or to go away. At last the gunslinger sat back. In the yellow glow of the candles, his face appeared both ancient and strangely lovely. Looking at him, Eddie for the first time suspected there might be more wrong with him than what Rosalita Munoz had called the dry twist. Roland had lost weight, and the dark circles beneath his eyes whispered of illness. He drank off a whole glass of the red tea at a single draught and asked, "Do you understand the things I've told you?"
"Aye."
"No more than that." "Can it very well, do you?" Roland pressed. "No questions?"
"Don't think so."
"Tell it back to us, then." John had filled 2 pages with notes in his looping scrawl. Now he paged back and forth between them, nodding to himself a couple of times. Then he grunted and returned the pad to his hip pocket. "He may be a country cousin, but he's a long way from stupid," Eddie thought. And meeting him was a long way from just luck. That was Ka having a very good day.
"Go to New York," John said. "Find this fella Aaron Deepnow. Keep his buddy out of it. Convince Deepnow that taking care of the rose and that vacant lot is just about the most important job in the world."
"You can cut the just about," Eddie said.